The train slows down for the viaduct, nearly there now, and you unzip your candy-striped bag. The little dog that looks like Dogmatics sticks its head up and grins. What a good dog, hiding all that way. Because you're nearly at Grafton Station, you lift the dog out of the bag. Good pup. It keeps shoving its nose between your shiny blue-spangled legs, and you're laughing and pushing it off. The old lady in front who turns to look through the gap between the seats probably thinks it's funny too. So you lift the dog up to the lady's face for a lick, but a hand shoots through the gap and smacks it away. You say nothing. You know how to control yourself. Not that your sisters think so. They'll get a surprise when you turn up. Wait till they see the little black and white wedding present you got for your cousin Josh. You found the wedding invitation on your sister Evelyn's fridge. You came over, but no one was home, so you got in through the window. Dear Evelyn, Josh and Caitlin invite you to share in the joy of their marriage on September the 4th at Grafton Cathedral. Where was your invitation? Back at your flats, there was nothing in the letterbox that day or the next. You ran back and forth looking. The squeak of the letterbox flap became unbearable, and finally you ripped the fucking thing off its hinges. You kept on ringing Evelyn until she picked up. You know why, she said. You always do something inappropriate. It's embarrassing. The station master's shouting something, but you're already running down the steps with a little dog galloping behind you on a pink dressing gown belt, kicking its hind legs out to one side. You know the way to the cathedral. It's over the river. Just follow the path beside the train tracks to the bridge. The bridge has an upper deck for the cars and a lower deck for the trains. On the lower deck, there's a footway with a wire fence along each side. 9 metres below is the water. You head for the footway. As you go, you pass a woman dragging a red suitcase. The suitcase is missing a wheel, so it skews and scrapes along the ground. It's a Foxy, you say, as you pass her, but she doesn't say anything. The dog's got the dressing gown belt tangled around one leg and it's hopping along. You stop at the toilets for a wee. The suitcase woman heads on towards the footway. The invitation said there was a Myers gift register. Expensive. You fretted about what to give them, but then you found the dog. You found it in the park. It was perfect because Josh used to love Asterix the Gaul. He wouldn't have changed. You'd pull the dog out of the bag and he'd say, "Buy two Tartars, it's Dogmatics." Well, you wouldn't forget to invite Josh to your wedding if you were ever having one. He wouldn't care if you laughed out loud or jiggled at the men. He was a bit mad himself, except he'd become a teacher and got himself a girlfriend and a wedding. But you know the truth. The wedding's for the appropriate ones. People with conversations and smooth hair. You look at your own hands, your chewed nails. Not you. They always left you out, even Josh. But you'll make him laugh today with Dogmatics. You can't wait to see Evelyn's face. Paff! You'd give those Romans a whack. It's cool up here above the water. The dog balks at the hollow sound of the footway, so you pick it up like a baby. It's a blue-skied morning. Nice day for a wedding. But there's something ahead on the footway that shouldn't be there. It's a suitcase. You're hurrying now. The suitcase woman is on the wrong side of the railing. She's hanging out over the river with her feet tucked into the wire mesh. It's the wrong spot for a jump. There's a concrete ledge down there below the surface of the water. If she lets go, she'll land on it. You know this. You grew up here. You hold the dog up to the railing. "Hello, dog," says the suitcase woman. She's wearing pink pyjamas under her tracksuit. It is really the wrong spot to make a jump. You tell her there's a concrete ledge down there. "So?" says the woman. A currawong circles, calling out. It sounds like, "So? So?" Overhead, the bridge drums under its load of traffic. You feel the movement coming up from the pylons, up through your legs. Nobody can see what is happening down here. there's a woman in the wrong spot. You'll land on it, that's all, you tell her. Suitcase looks away. Why would I care? Pigeons swoop in and out of the crannies in the crossworked steel overhead. They line up on the trusses. Whit-woo. That's a shit place for jumping, you tell her. There's a better spot further on.